You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference, joined currently now by Peter Osborne, Deputy Chief Executive at Guide Dogs. Hello, Peter. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thanks very much for having us on.
So, can you give us a little bit of how have you found the conference so far? What have been your highlights?
Oh, it's fantastic. I think to have such a broad range of presentations from people for everything from what's happening in the Global South and in development right the way through to what's happening in up-to-date in technology. I think the perspective of the conference has just been amazing.
Guide Dogs themselves have been involved in a few technology projects too. How has this conference going to influence the technology product and technology works you guys want to do?
Yeah, so we're moving into a space where we want to be leading tech-driven navigation, and that's quite a broad description for us. So that's how people plan their routes, how they get around, and also the technology in combination with other mobility aids as well. So we're the UK's largest employer of habilitation and rehabilitation staff. So actually making sure that we train people to understand and use technology so they can support many thousands of other people is where we're at as well. We're also beginning to do some work with some new technology. So WeWalk, a little bit with Be My Eyes, etc. So there's quite a lot of development going on in Guide Dogs at the moment. And we're looking to build our expertise as we go forward. We're actually recruiting for a lead, program lead in this area at the moment. So if that might be of interest to some of your listeners, that would be great if people go onto the website and apply.
When it comes to navigation technology, what particularly excites you in the developments when it comes to technology to help blind and partially sighted people with navigation?
I think some really exciting developments happening now, and the ability for all of these dots to join together and provide some really exciting future for technology. You can almost smell it, you can almost taste it now. It's kind of where we're at. The combination of technologies, so robotics, artificial intelligence, bringing all of those things together into some really innovative products going forward. I also think the scalability of technology is really important. So, for example, what organisations like Meta and Google are doing, particularly Meta with the Ray-Ban glasses, that's big organisations really investing in this space, and that gives us a real sense of scale, which is what we're going to need going forwards. Because our guide dogs are, of course, wonderful. I would say that as a guide dog owner myself. But we can only reach a small number of people, and it's important that we actually develop and approach the technology that can then roll out at scale and reach many more people going forward.
Caesar the guide dog approves definitely of what you just said. Have you had the chance to try the glasses? What did you think of them?
Yes, I think they're absolutely wonderful. I've got a pair on trial at the moment. I think they're very good insofar as they go. Mm-hmm. They'll be even better when the generative AI that's available in some countries is available here in the UK, and there are some legislative challenges around making that happen, but I think that will be coming fairly shortly, and that will be the ability to ask your glasses to describe what you're looking at, and to actually have that hands-free way of doing that, and also as someone myself with no vision, actually being able to just get the glasses to focus rather than me having to get my phone into the right position whilst I'm also controlling my guide dog and anything else I might be doing. To actually having that hands-free environment, I think it's just going to be so important going forward. So yeah, I think they're really exciting developments.
You've mentioned collaboration with other organisations, and one of the big themes was collaboration in this conference, whether it's collaborating between countries on an international basis or just in general organisations working together to share knowledge and expertise. How important do you think collaboration is in the modern world of technology at the moment?
Hugely important. I chair the technology group on behalf of the Vision Partnership, and that brings together expertise from across the sight loss sector, and I think that's been a really important development for us. We're focusing on the development of technology resources so that people can find the technologies that really work for them, and we're also looking at ways in which we can support other networks such as the rehabilitation professional networks to actually develop training and expertise across the sight loss profession, but also beyond that. So I think cooperation is absolutely essential. It's a huge space for us all to go at, and if we actually don't cooperate and actually come at this from different angles, we'll waste time, waste energy. And so it's really important that we actually gather our brains together and actually, you know, cooperate in a way that's actually going to deliver much better results for people who are blind or partially sighted.
Fantastic. Peter Osborne, Deputy Chief Executive at Guide Dogs, thank you very much for joining us here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.